Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into Atlas of the Heart by Brené Brown, published in 2021. This enlightening guide goes beyond the surface of our emotional worlds, offering a map to navigate the complexities of our feelings and emotional responses. In Atlas of the Heart, Brown embarks on a mission to expand our emotional vocabulary, thereby deepening our understanding of ourselves and enhancing our connections with others. Brené Brown, a distinguished research professor at the University of Houston and visiting professor in management at the University of Texas at Austin Macomb School of Business, brings over two decades of dedicated research into emotions such as vulnerability and shame. With a TEDx talk that has captivated over 50 million viewers and a succession of New York Times best-selling books, including Daring Greatly, Rising Strong, and The Gifts of Imperfection, Brown has established herself as a leading authority on emotional intelligence and human connection. Atlas of the Heart is an invaluable resource for curious adventurers eager to explore the vast terrain of their emotional landscapes. It is also a beacon of hope for those overwhelmed by incomprehensible or uncontrollable emotions, seeking clarity and self-regulation. Additionally, fans of Brené Brown's previous work will find new, profound insights into her evolving theories of emotion, furthering their understanding of the intricacies of the human heart. Join us as we uncover the transformative power of naming and understanding our emotions. Through the expert guidance of Brené Brown in Atlas of the Heart, this episode is a journey toward greater self-discovery, emotional agility, and empowered connections, essential for anyone looking to navigate life's emotional seas with grace and resilience. And Atlas of the Heart, Mapping Meaningful Connection and the Language of Human Experience. Introduction. Embark on an emotional expedition. Understanding your heart's map. Imagine navigating through an eerie, unlit territory, aiming for a solitary beacon of light perched atop a distant elevation. The darkness casts ambiguous shadows, leaving you questioning their identity, a confusing blur where even the terrain beneath your feet feels uncertain. This venture mirrors an internal journey, a quest to pinpoint and comprehend the emotions swirling within us. Ever wondered why certain interactions trigger a storm of feelings, or why, at times, we're engulfed by an inexplicable emotional tide? It's like groping for answers in the shadows, yearning for a sense of emotional clarity that seems perpetually beyond grasp. In an era where emotional discourse has shed its taboo cloak, with discussions around trauma, vulnerability, and mental health becoming mainstream, one might assume we've mastered the lexicon of our inner experiences. Yet, can we discern between happiness and joy? Or differentiate guilt from shame? Despite the openness, a gap in our emotional understanding persists, fodder for further exploration and enlightenment. Enter Brené Brown, a beacon of insight in the convoluted realm of feelings. With her expertise, Brown aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of human emotions, fostering a deeper, more nuanced comprehension. She introduces us to an Atlas of the Heart, a guide to meticulously chart our emotional landscapes, promising a journey towards clarity and self-awareness. Through this enlightening exploration, we confront the perilous terrains of hopelessness and despair, emotions potent enough to derail our very essence. But there's a silver lining. Understanding the nuanced spectrums of our emotions has the transformative power to reshape our relationships and our interactions with the world. The journey also dispels common misconceptions, illuminating the distinct pathways of happiness and joy, each with its unique essence and impact. Join us as we embark on this expedition to decode our emotional maps, guided by Brené Brown's wisdom. It's a voyage of discovery, where each step towards understanding our feelings is a leap towards a more fulfilling and enriched life. So, let's delve into the emotional odyssey laid out in the Atlas of the Heart, unraveling the mysteries of our inner worlds, one emotion at a time. Part 1: The Unseen Powers of Emotional Perception. In her early years, Brené Brown felt as though she possessed an extraordinary talent, akin to magic. She believed she could foresee events and discern connections invisible to others. These powers, she would later understand, were not mystical, but a heightened emotional awareness, a tool that served her well during the tumultuous waves of her upbringing. Brown recalls a vivid example from her high school years. Her swim coach, known for his volatile outbursts, puzzled everyone with his unpredictability. While her classmates remained bewildered, Brown saw through the fog. She noticed his anger was not random, but a fiery response to lackluster effort. It became clear that hard work, not talent, was the key to staying clear of his fury. With this insight, Brown devoted herself to perfecting the backstroke, a strategy not only to improve, but to maintain peace. This knack for sensing the undercurrents of human emotion was not solely for navigating her coach's temperament. It was a survival mechanism at home, where life behind closed doors diverged sharply from the facade her parents presented to the world. To friends and outsiders, her parents were the epitome of sociability and kindness. However, in the privacy of their household, they were like ticking bombs, their moods and outburst patterns unpredictable and often directed towards Brown and her siblings. Feeling responsible as the eldest child, Brown's magic powers were put to the test. She honed her ability to detect shame triggers, understanding that certain actions or words could provoke explosive reactions from her parents. This understanding expanded beyond the confines of her home as she observed similar patterns in adults, noticing how misplaced anger often found an outlet in seemingly unrelated areas, such as sports enthusiasm or driving frustrations. Despite her keen emotional insights, Brown grew up in an environment where discussing feelings was taboo. Anger was the sole expression openly acknowledged, leaving little room for vulnerability or connection. The very gift that allowed her to navigate the complexities of her surroundings also isolated her, as she bore the weight of her family's emotional volatility alone. Reflecting on these experiences, Brené Brown's journey from a child who believed in her own magical foresight to an adult who recognizes her acute emotional awareness as a strength is compelling. It is this deep understanding of human emotions and interactions that has become her true superpower, an asset she now shares with the world through her work, most notably in Atlas of the Heart. This narrative of transformation not only highlights Brown's expertise, but also underscores the profound impact of emotional perception and the power it holds in understanding and navigating the complexities of human relationships. Part 2: Navigating the Maze of Sensitivity and Emotions. In our lives, sensitivity to the emotional undercurrents around us often feels like treading on eggshells, each step meticulous, trying to avoid the crackle of discomfort. For Brené Brown, this metaphor extended even further. It was as though these eggshells were affixed firmly to her feet, making detachment impossible. Her intrinsic connection to the world's emotional pulse was so acute that the mere anticipation of discord became a source of dread. In an attempt to dull this hypersensitivity, Brené turned to coping mechanisms that many find themselves resorting to: partying, smoking, and drinking. This trio served as a dulling agent for her emotions, blurring the world's sharp edges into a more bearable haze. Yet, this artificial numbing came with a steep cost. It clouded her innate ability to resonate with others' internal experiences, replacing clarity with a fog of fear and anxiety. The pain she sought to evade only magnified, creating a vicious cycle of seeking relief through means that ultimately amplified her discomfort. It was this realization that in her efforts to take the edge off, she was also dimming the very essence of her unique gift, that led Brené to pursue a path of healing and reconnection with her inner self. With professional support, she embarked on the arduous journey of peeling away the layers of self-imposed numbness. She learned to embrace the full spectrum of her feelings, accepting the beauty in vulnerability, the discomfort of pain, and the myriad of emotions that constitute the human experience. This renewed embrace of her sensitivity not only restored her to herself, but also illuminated the path to her remarkable career. Today, Brené cherishes her emotional acuteness. It serves as a compass, guiding her through life's tumultuous sea, helping delineate her boundaries, understand her needs, and deepen her connections with others. This profound relationship with her own emotions has been the cornerstone of her work, empowering her to create resources for those similarly journeying through the landscapes of vulnerability and longing for connection. With Atlas of the Heart, Brené extends an invitation to all who find themselves daunted by their emotional intensity. The book acts as a beacon for those who yearn to navigate their feelings without fear, seeking understanding and comfort in vulnerability. As we delve into this insightful guide, exploring the tapestry of 87 emotions, we embark on a journey of discovery. While these feelings may seem familiar, Brené unveils deeper layers, inviting us to perceive them through a lens of empathy and understanding. This exploration is not just about identifying emotions, but engaging with them, recognizing their power, and learning how they can lead us toward more meaningful human connections. Part 3: Unlocking the Power of Emotional Fluency. Ever asked yourself if delving deep into the vast ocean of emotions is worth the effort, especially when you're not an emotional guru like Brené Brown? Well, let's paint a picture that might shed some light on the importance of this journey. Imagine enduring a sharp, relentless pain in your shoulder, a pain so severe it hampers your daily life. In desperation, you find yourself in the emergency room, yearning for relief, only to realize you're at a loss for words. You can gesture to where it hurts, but can't articulate the nature or intensity of the pain. The doctor, despite her best efforts, is left in the dark. The absence of precise language has created a barricade, preventing you from receiving the very help you seek. This scenario underscores a compelling truth about the human experience. Language is our bridge to the world, a vital tool that helps articulate our innermost feelings, paving the way to understanding and healing. Yet, when confronted with describing our emotional states, many of us are like the person with the aching shoulder, equipped with a limited vocabulary that fails to capture the essence of our experiences. Intriguingly, Brené Brown, through her extensive research, reveals a startling insight. When asked to catalogue the emotions they feel, the majority of people can only identify 3: sadness, anger, and happiness. This trifecta, mad, sad, glad, hardly scratches the surface of the rich tapestry of human emotion, akin to knowing only primary colors in a world bathed in countless hues. This narrowing of our emotional lexicon not only curtails our self-understanding, but also hampers our ability to communicate effectively with others. It's here that the concept of emotional granularity comes to the forefront. This refers to the ability to recognize, identify, and articulate our feelings with precision. Developing this skill can drastically enhance our emotional well-being in several ways. Firstly, when we possess the language to pinpoint our emotions, we gain insights into their origins and triggers, empowering us to seek comfort and resolution more effectively. This clarity fosters a deeper connection with ourselves, allowing us to move beyond numbness towards a state of vibrant self-awareness. Moreover, this self-alignment sets the stage for more authentic and fulfilling interactions with others, as we can communicate our needs and experiences with newfound clarity. The ability to articulate the nuances of our feelings can transform the nature of our relationships, enabling us to ask for and, crucially, receive the specific support we require. Taking sadness and happiness as starting points, let's explore how enriching our emotional vocabulary can illuminate the complex landscapes of our hearts, guiding us towards a more nuanced and profound understanding of our inner selves. By broadening our emotional lexicon, we embark on a transformative journey, unlocking new depths of connection and understanding, both with ourselves and the world around us. Part 4: Exploring the Emotional Landscape of Hurt. It's an all too familiar territory for many of us. That moment when an event or circumstance triggers a cascade of feelings, and we find ourselves enveloped in what we broadly label as sadness. Yet to simply call this reaction sad barely scratches the surface of the emotional depth and complexity that underlies our experience. It begs the question, what exactly lies within this realm we term sadness? It's crucial to differentiate between sadness and depression right off the bat. While depression is recognized as a long-term, often debilitating condition, sadness, on the other hand, is more transient, emerging in the wake of specific events or losses. This distinction underscores the fleeting nature of sadness compared to the persistent shadow of depression. Sadness, in its essence, is an integral thread in the fabric of our humanity. It serves as a natural response to the universal experiences of loss or failure. This shared vulnerability to sadness not only allows us to identify it within ourselves, but also to recognize and empathize with it in others. It's this collective understanding of sadness that enables us to offer support and empathy to those around us who are navigating through their moments of sorrow. Engaging in this shared experience fosters a sense of connection and community, reminding us that we are not alone in our feelings. Moreover, sadness has the power to enrich our lives in unexpected ways. It heightens our sensitivity to our surroundings, making us more attuned to the nuances of our environment and our decisions within it. Consider the profound impact of a tearjerker film. It's not just the act of crying that holds value, but the deeper feeling of being moved and connected to stories and emotions outside of our immediate experience. However, the emotional spectrum of hurt extends far beyond the confines of sadness. Other distinct states, such as anguish, grief, hopelessness, and despair, each paint a unique shade of the human experience. While they may share a common thread of distress, these emotions are characterized by their own nuances and demand distinct responses from us. Understanding the diversity within our emotional responses to pain is not merely an academic exercise, it's a journey toward greater emotional intelligence. Recognizing and acknowledging the full range of our feelings allows us to navigate our emotional responses more effectively and offer more nuanced support to ourselves and others. By expanding our emotional vocabulary and embracing the complexity of our experiences, we pave the way for more authentic connections and a deeper understanding of the human condition. Part 5: When Emotional Tides Overwhelm. Understanding anguish, hopelessness, and despair. Anguish, a word that encapsulates shock, trauma, and an acute sense of suffering that can reverberate through our very essence. It's a sensation that Brené Brown intimately knows, having felt its visceral grip in a moment of raw vulnerability upon learning of a friend's suicidal thoughts rooted in a hitherto unknown trauma. This revelation brought her physically to her knees, a testament to the profound impact such emotional experiences can wield. They target not just our hearts, but our physical form, echoing Brown's sentiment that anguish comes for the bones. Resilience in the face of such overwhelming emotional experiences is possible, yet it requires a scaffold of support. Absent this foundation, individuals might find themselves trapped in a limbo, outwardly functioning but inwardly crumpled, or alternatively, barricading their vulnerability behind the walls of perfectionism. Effective healing often necessitates body-centered therapies, recognizing and addressing the corporeal imprints left by trauma, symbolizing a holistic path towards recovery. Yet, lurking in the shadows of anguish are two formidable emotional states, hopelessness and despair. While intertwined, these experiences are distinct entities. Hopelessness emerges when the path to achieving our goals becomes obscured, when each effort feels futile and the confidence in our own capability wanes. It's a state often tied to specific aspects of our lives, like relationships or financial stability, and is marked by a pervasive doubt in our agency and purpose. Despair, however, casts a broader net, enveloping one's entire existence in a shroud of hopelessness, a sense that the static nature of our pain is both inescapable and perennial. The suffocation felt in this space can drive individuals towards contemplating suicide, a tragic consequence of believing that taking one's life might be the sole source of agency left available. Navigating through the murky waters of hopelessness and despair isn't a journey one should embark on alone. Strengthening resilience against these formidable foes requires a multifaceted approach, one that fosters a sense of agency, cultivates achievable goals, and, crucially, instills a belief in the possibility of change. The next steps in this journey involve practical strategies and interventions designed to fortify individuals against these overwhelming emotional tides, offering hope and support in transforming despair into resilience. Part 6, Hope, Mastering the Art of Optimism. In the labyrinth of human emotions, hope is often mistaken for a mere feeling, an elusive sensation we chase in moments of darkness. Yet, this common misconception obscures a powerful truth. Hope is not simply an emotion that graces us at its whim. It is, in essence, a skill that can be cultivated and honed. The art of being hopeful hinges on our ability to set achievable goals, strategize pathways to these objectives, and foster a deep-seated belief in our capability to overcome hurdles. Hope flourishes not from avoiding adversity, but from embracing it, discovering our resilience, and understanding that we can navigate through challenges. The journey toward hopefulness begins with the practical step of goal setting. Not just any goals, but those that are realistic and within our grasp. However, the pursuit of hope extends beyond mere planning. It requires an open embrace of failure as a natural step in the process of growth and learning. In facing setbacks, the hopeful individual is prepared to reassess and pivot, exploring alternative routes to their destination. This adaptive approach not only strengthens our own sense of hope, but can also inspire it in those around us, creating a ripple effect of optimism. Indeed, research indicates that the hopeful perspective of parents often mirrors in their children, underscoring the contagious nature of hope. Beyond nurturing our hopeful disposition, we can bolster our resilience by engaging with what psychologist Martin Seligman delineates as the 3P: personalization, permanence, and pervasiveness. These concepts offer invaluable insights, especially when contrasted against the backdrop of despair, a state characterized by feelings of all-encompassing and unending suffering. In moments where despair threatens to consume, interrogating the situation through the lens of the 3PS can provide clarity. We question personalization by examining the role external factors play, thus reducing the burden of self-blame. By challenging the idea of permanence, we put our current plight into perspective, contemplating its significance in the grander scheme of time. And finally, by scrutinizing pervasiveness, we compartmentalize our challenges, recognizing that setbacks in one area of life do not equate to a total eclipse of our world. Embracing these strategies can act as a circuit breaker in times of overwhelming despair, allowing our rational selves to regain control and assess our circumstances with newfound clarity. This process not only mitigates the immediate impact of distressing emotions, but also fosters an environment where learning and growth can occur. The path through sadness, anguish, and despair is undeniably fraught with pain and difficulty, yet these emotions can also serve as profound instructors on our journey. They teach us about empathy, vulnerability, and the strength inherent in our human spirit. Moving through these experiences requires not solitude, but solidarity, the courage to seek and accept support. By understanding the unique nature of our emotional challenges, we can seek out and provide the specific kind of assistance needed, navigating our way toward a more hopeful, engaged, and connected existence. Part 7: The Distinct Pathways of Happiness and Joy. In the realm of human emotions, happiness is a concept we're all intimately familiar with, or so we think. It's the subject of countless songs, the goal behind myriad actions. Yet, delve into the world of happiness research, and you'll quickly find that experts are far from a consensus on what precisely happiness entails. Much of the exploration into this emotion has focused on understanding it as an intrinsic trait rather than a transient state, something embedded in our very being rather than a fleeting experience. Adding to the complexity is the frequent conflation of happiness with joy. These terms are often used interchangeably in casual conversation, suggesting a shared essence. However, Brené Brown's research illuminates a critical distinction. Happiness and joy, though both positive states, are fundamentally different experiences. Happiness emerges as a more enduring emotion, often springing from a sense of control over one's life and circumstances. It is inherently self-focused, tied closely to our personal achievements and states of being. Joy, in contrast, is characterized by its spontaneity and ephemeral nature. It is an intense burst of emotion that throws our attention beyond ourselves, fostering a profound sense of connection, be it with people, a higher power, or the universe at large. Joy is accompanied by feelings of freedom, vitality, and an acute awareness of the present moment, underscored by gratitude and appreciation. Yet, therein lies a paradoxical quality of joy. It is both exhilarating and unsettling. This dichotomy is encapsulated in what Brené describes as foreboding joy, a phenomenon where profound joy is shadowed by an undercurrent of fear. This fear is not just any fear, but an apprehension so deep it touches on the fear of loss, of the fleeting nature of joy itself. It's the unsettling realization in moments of pure joy, such as watching one's children sleep peacefully, that such happiness is fragile, and the potential for loss is ever present. This foreboding of joy reflects a broader, often subliminal inclination to brace for the worst, to don an armor of pessimism under the guise of realism. Yet, this protective mechanism comes at a steep cost. It alienates us from the full spectrum and depth of joy that life has to offer. Brené shares a poignant tale of a man whose habitual pessimism, intended as a shield against heartache, failed to cushion the blow when tragedy struck with the loss of his wife. This sobering realization underscored that expecting the worst hadn't fortified him against suffering. It had merely deprived him of savoring the joyous moments shared with his loved one. Embracing joy, then, involves more than merely being open to it. It's about actively cultivating gratitude, recognizing and cherishing the blessings of the present. This relationship between joy and gratitude is cyclical, fueling what researchers describe as a positive upward spiral. Gratefulness begets joy, and joy in turn fosters gratitude, each emotion amplifying the other. Moreover, gratitude and joy are not static states, but dynamic processes that can be nurtured through practice. Whether it's keeping a gratitude journal or vocalizing daily points of thankfulness, these practices train our minds to seek out and appreciate the myriad moments of joy that punctuate our lives, thereby enriching our emotional landscape and deepening our connection to the world around us. Part 8: Embracing the Complexity of Emotional Contradictions. Throughout this journey of emotional discovery, we've ventured through the landscapes of sorrow and elation, uncovering that the realms of our feelings are anything but straightforward. The stark binaries of sadness versus happiness have unraveled before us, revealing a rich tableau of contradictions and nuances that defy simple categorization. We've traversed the paradoxical territory where sadness morphs into a source of comfort, where the fleeting ecstasy of joy outshines the steady glow of happiness. Our exploration has shown us that emotions are not constrained to the confines of our minds, but resonate through our physical beings. And perhaps most intriguingly, we've learned that our emotional states can be shaped, to an extent, by nurturing skills such as hopefulness. The concept of emotional granularity invites us into a realm where the neat packaging of feelings gives way to a landscape rich with complexity and contradiction. To truly delve into the depths of this terrain, one must become adept at navigating paradoxes. Paradoxes, with their seemingly opposing elements, are not so much conflicting as they are complementary. They exist in relation to one another, much like light does to shadow. The journey toward emotional fluency requires an intimate familiarity with these paradoxes that permeate our lives. It beckons us to reflect on how our desires for connection sometimes clash with our actions that foster isolation, or how one can command a room with poise yet falter in the intimate conversations that matter most. Embracing these emotional paradoxes with both warmth and curiosity is key to navigating the intricate pathways of our hearts. This venture is not about seeking shortcuts or avoiding discomfort. Rather, it is about embracing the full spectrum of our emotional experience with all its contradictions and complexities. As we continue this voyage, let us lean into the ambiguity and the challenging aspects of our emotional landscapes. Let's celebrate the vulnerability inherent in our existence, recognizing that it is within this vulnerability that our true strength and resilience lie. By engaging with the contradictions and embracing the messiness of our feelings, we open ourselves to a richer understanding of what it means to be human. Final summary. Embarking on the quest of emotional granularity unfolds a journey into the depths of our inner selves, guiding us towards a profound understanding of our rich emotional landscapes. This intricate process involves not only recognizing and naming our varied emotional experiences, but also expressing these nuanced states to others. Armed with a precise and varied emotional vocabulary, our ability to navigate the complexities of our inner world expands, enhancing our self-awareness and fostering a deeper connection with our own selves. This journey towards emotional granularity is more than an inward exploration. It's a pathway to forging stronger, more compassionate relationships with those around us. By becoming adept at articulating our feelings with greater specificity, we invite a level of intimacy and understanding into our interactions that was previously unattainable. It's through this precise language of emotions that we can truly communicate the essence of our experiences, opening our hearts to genuine connection and empathy. In essence, honing our emotional granularity is akin to charting a map of our emotions, a map that not only guides us through our own internal landscapes, but also helps us navigate the intricate emotional terrains of those we care about. It's a journey that promises a richer, more connected existence, rooted in love, understanding, and the boundless complexity of the human heart. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.